K8 RUH mobile. K8 RUH. K8 RUH NADF.
NADF mobile.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'd be doing better if I didn't just come to a screeching halt at 23 Mile Road like I do every morning. How are you doing?
Better now that I'm out of the gnarly snow squalls on 696. I thought the ices were, the road was going to ice over. It was pretty gnarly.
You know, that's weird. I just went through those two. I went through one at like 34-ish mile road, 35 mile road, and then it stopped, and I got to like 29 mile road and started again.
Yeah, just be happy that we're not up north. They're getting another, I think Gaylord could get up to another like 12 to 18 inches out of this storm that's hitting now. And the storm, like Thanksgiving weekend, they got like 50 inches, so they've gotten pounded.
No, I'm good with what we got. I'm not complaining. I'm an idiot, though. I wore a short sleeve polo and a vest. I didn't wear like an actual jacket. I walked outside, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize it was freezing cold out today. Yesterday, in the last 2 days, it's been almost 50.
Yeah, tomorrow's drive time is supposed to be like 16 degrees.
My watch said low of 16 today when I woke up, and I was like, that can't be right. And then I went outside, and I was like, that could be right.
Yeah, there's a cold front that's supposed to hit us, I think, around 9, 10 o'clock tonight, and it's bringing in the cold air, and it's, I think, low 20s for the rest of the week. I don't know what it's like for the weekend. I need it to stay cold. It doesn't have to stay in the teens cold, but stay cold through the new year. I need to get up north and do some skiing.
If we've got a front moving in tonight, that's good news for me because I'm hunting tomorrow morning. Hopefully it's bearable.
I am jealous. I don't think I'm going to get back out before Sunday. I just got too much stuff to do. But I think tomorrow morning might be the day. Hopefully you'll get something big coming through. I know Friday one of my buddies got a good size buck, and then my other buddy that I hunt on his property, he's been getting a 8-point and a 10-point on his camera pretty regularly. So I don't think he's made it back out since Saturday. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm not even going for antlers, but if a big one walks out, that's a wall hanger, I'll probably smoke it. I'm going to my buddy's farm again, and initially he was like, we're only going to take 3 more does out this year, and then he texted me Sunday, and he was like, we need to get way more than 3 does out of here. He goes, I counted 33 of them in front of me last night, and I'm like, yeah, they're starting to herd up, so we got to send that herd out. So I told my boss, I'm like, look, I got these green lotto tickets, and I got to go pick 3 unlucky winners still, so I need to take Thursday morning off, so I'm going out.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, you're going to end up going into work, though, or are you taking the day off?
No, I'll be in probably around noon, so I'll be a half day. Better than nothing. The plus side is if I load my truck bed up with deer, I take them to Blue Ribbon at 19.5 in Merrill. So kind of my plan is shoot 2, hopefully, deer, and then drop them off on my way into work.
Very good plan. Yeah, I'm still waiting to get my sausage sticks back from Butcher Boy. I talked to him the other day. They're like, we're so busy. You're going to get them. Don't worry. So just excited to get them, and we'll see. They should be good. I've had them from there before. They're delicious, so just excited to get them.
I wish I could get an entire deer made into sausage sticks and summer sausage and all the fixings, but it's so damn expensive. Where I go, I want to say it used to be okay. Now it's like 20. Problem is, you sit down and you open a package of six with your buddy, and they're gone in 5 seconds.
I did 30 pounds of sticks, and it was $8.50 a pound is what Butcher Boy gets. Or it's $8.50 a pound with cheese in it. So they do the cheddar, and they do the jalapeno cheddar. So I did 30 pounds, half jalapeno, half just cheddar. It'll be pricey, but it'll be worth it.
Do they come back in field, and where is this place?
They do, I believe, come back sealed. The ones that my buddies have got before were sealed. It is like 12, or like, I think Frazo and Stevenson, Frazo and Shainer. I will, I'll look it up and send you a link to it. It's, yeah, it's just a meat processing shop, and they just do deer and whatever else they do throughout the year.
That is Narnia for me. Way, way, way too far. But maybe for the, I mean, the price is right, man. That's so cheap compared to what I got to pay. I've always taken my deer to Blue Ribbon. I have absolutely zero complaints about them. They're fast, they're clean, they're labeled, they're vacuum sealed. I know I get my deer back. They are costly, so I don't know. I want to get it, but I also don't want to spend $500 on a deer to get processed by the time you add in all the sausage and crap.
Yeah, I totally get that. You know, I just did the sausage sticks. Now I'm like, oh, I should have done some summer sausage, but it'll be fine. You know, there's always next year, or if I really wanted to, I could go out tomorrow and shoot a doe. So, but I don't need the meat that bad, so I'm not going to, likely won't go do it.
So you got the sausage made or the sticks made, did you just do the rest butcher's cut?
I processed the rest of it, so I have the back straps, the loins, and a few other cuts. I did most of it in the sticks.
That's the way to do it, then. If you process it yourself, then you're really not spending that much on the processing. Blue Ribbon, I think, is $150 for a butcher's cut, so it's all deboned, roast steak, backstrap loin, ground. And I really only care for the ground. Obviously, the backstrap and loin is delicious. And the roast, we make soup and pasta out of. But the steaks, not so much. Venison steaks kind of suck. They're dry. They're tough. The silver skin's a pain in the ass to get off of it, so I usually just have them grind that up. Or my wife will dice them up, and then we'll marinate them, and then I'll smoke them to basically be a jerky. Then you got little jerky cubes. Other than that, I'm not putting that on a grill and eating it with salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. It's not worth it. Hey, man, I got to jump out. I'm going to get gas. I'm at Costco in Madison Heights getting gas. It's $2.37 a gallon.
Inching our way back to normalcy. That's good timing. I'm pulling in my office right now anyway, so I will, I'm going to clear out as well, and I'll catch up with you maybe on the drive home here. It's another early day for me. NACBS.
We'll talk to you soon. KRUH, and I'll be clear also.
Good morning. This is
W8FU in the Mobile. Beep, beep.
Good morning, good morning, KE8RU8. How are you doing this morning, Sean?
I am doing fairly well, Anthony. My meeting in Lansing got canceled, so yeehaw. I was debating on going anyhow.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it yesterday. Is Lansing supposed to be getting hammered with snow also?
I don't know if they're going to get hammered. They'll probably get worse than us, but I think they're a little outside of the lake effect area. But people come from all over the state. There's people coming from, Mackinac, Charlevoix, Muskegon, St. Joseph's and stuff. You know, so there's a lot of people on the west side of the state that come to this. And so I think they're canceling it for, not just because of what's expected in Lansing, but the travel for everybody.
Yeah, I was watching the weather alerts this morning, and it's looking like they're saying localized out of that storm that's hitting the west side of the state, in some areas could see up to 24 inches of snow.
That's crazy. What are they predicting for us?
I believe it's just flurries. We're not supposed to get anything. I think the cold front's supposed to move in later tonight, and that's about it. We're not expected to get any snow that's measurable at all.
So do you think I should probably take my mowing deck off and put my snow blade on? Do you think it's time?
It's probably about time. I do have to tell you, I cut my grass on Saturday when I was trying to run the mower out of gas. So you might have one more cut in. Who knows?
It'd be great if we could get a balmy 50 and sunny. I wouldn't mind getting out and just mulching up the leaves before I convert it over. What's our outlook for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday? We supposed to have a break at all? Because if it's sunny, if it's not windy, and it's not, and it's 40, I can get out there and do that then.
Air calling for rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I think you're out of luck. Today 37, Thursday 25, Friday 27. So your chance maybe Friday with some sun?
Or I'll have to throw it in my trailer and take it to work. I screwed the pooch on that one. Now I'm going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Hey, I just pulled up at the office. I got here a little early today because I got to split a little early. But catch up with you likely this afternoon or tomorrow. So have a great day. This is KE8RUH, and I will listen on your final.
Okie doke. If you get a chance, I mean, don't rush, but there's another party that is wants to be second right of refusal on that FDM 100. So, I mean, they're not going to lose any sleep over it or anything like that. But when you know you do or don't, just give me the word, and I'll just mark it as such.
Sounds good. I will try to make some time to look at that today. All right, we'll talk to you soon. KE8RUH.
All right, again, no big deal. I think it was Greg. God, I should remember who asked. But, no hurry or anything. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
KCAQQ, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Tom. Only got a second here to say good morning. Just walked in the door.
You in the day is pretty warm.
I will do that. Anyhow, good morning. Travel safe. Talk to you later. W8FU.
Hey, mobile monitor. EAP.
KF8S, W8.
Good morning, KC8KJO.
Roger, good morning. Just heading into work.
Well, so am I. Auburn Hills, but today is a mandatory hoorah meeting with RGM, but he's providing breakfast and free golf at the driving range up there in Auburn Hills.
Very good. Is that the one off I-75? It's multiple stories. And it's all lit up at night.
That is the one, Top Golf. I don't golf. I mean, I've tried. I can't even get the ball off the tee. But there's a lot of other co-workers that are, so he's like, yeah, okay, we'll do it there.
Yeah, I never golfed in my life except for putt-putt golf, and that's about it. So, yeah, I passed that. I go past that on the way to up north and the way back. It always looks like there's tons of people that can see when I see.
Every time I've driven up there to service some of the stores in the mall, parking lot's always packed. There's always somebody out there knocking them out of the little boxes they're standing in.
I can hit a ball straight off the tee, but my short game is non-existent. Good morning, gentlemen. W8RCY. I have coffee, and I am happy.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, that place must be open late, because I go by there 8, 9, sometimes like close to 10 o'clock at night. It must be open late.
Good morning, Sir Donald. KC8KJO.
Good morning, Cujo. For me, I when I got out of high school, I thought about taking up the game, and we have just the old-fashioned bucket of balls, hit them, hit range kind of a thing. It's not like any of these new modern technological golf places with simulators and all that stuff. But I used to go out after high school and hit out a couple of balls at night, and I could hit them straight, I could hit them through, but, you know, my short game, nah, I was not existent. Not even in putt-putt. I sucked at putt-putt, too, so. Yeah. The one good thing about some of these places where you see double and triple-decker tee boxes is you can carry out your frustrations very much. Very much so.
Yeah, Bo is fairly decent at putt-putt, but I haven't played that in 20 years.
The Jower is there on the grass.
Yeah, for me, Jowers was the place right there at Gratiot and Little Mac, because I grew up in St. Clair Shores, and the St. Clair Shores Country Club was not really the place to go back then. There was Powers Place where the Myers is at 13 and Little Mac. That was a small nine-hole that was in the area as well. I think that's where the high school golf team would play at more than they did anywhere else. And then we used to go to the team used to go to Hillcrest, which is now gone, of course. But, yeah, that's, like I said, I can hit buckets all day long and, you know, carry out my frustrations and anger. But, yeah, that's about the extent of my golf game. Eric?
Roger. Yeah, we have a little game here. Some of the guys in the club take pictures of funny license plates. Yep. My dad was big into golf. I guess, I don't know if it was some Syracuse. I'm almost thinking it was a guy that worked at one of the plants in Syracuse. He would challenge people to golf with gardening tools like rakes and hoes and stuff like that. You remember that? There's a movie about him.
You're showing your age. I think that was a Marx Brothers movie. Probably even before I was born.
I thought you were talking about Ken Cup.
This is a real guy, and he would bring like a shovel and a hoe and some other kind of gardening equipment, and he would challenge people, and he beat some of the guys in the rat pack, and briefly had a contract out on him. The mafia had a contract out on him because he pissed off the rat pack. But then he became good friends with them, and look it up. I mean, it really happened. It's a real person.
Well, if you're talking, you know, the Rat Pack, you know, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, and there was one other person that was part of the Rat Pack. I'm showing my age, if I can remember all that. But, yeah, and then you throw in the Mafia. It was probably something that was real. WARCY.
I think you're thinking of Jerry Lewis, I think, was the other one of the Rat Pack. If I'm wrong, or if I'm right.
WAEAP. Now I'm going to have to look that up when I get to work. There's also a famous bowler. So I'm not sure if I got a mix up. One of them worked at the New Venture Gear Plant in Syracuse. A guy that would show up at bowling tournaments and blow everybody away. They didn't like him either. But I'm pretty sure there was a movie about that guy. And like I said, somehow he became friends with the Rat Pack. But, I'll have to look it up when I get to work. I'm almost there.
Yeah, now you got my interest peaked, so I got to do that when I'm done at work.
I need more coffee in order to figure out if I can recall anything back in other sports besides the stick and ball sports where something was uniquely different and nobody liked them because they would, you know, win all the time and embarrass the others. But I can't think of any yet. I don't have enough coffee in me. Yep. That's about it here.
I'm up playing with my new radios after 2 o'clock in the morning. 7 o'clock comes around pretty early. Oh boy, yeah, gotta put a master switch on my computer that like at midnight everything turns off so I go to bed.
Most of my electronics, like computers, tablets, and cell phones, they either shut down or go into silent or sleep mode at 9 o'clock. And I usually get about a timeout, you know, thing, a notification on the screen. Computer will go into sleep mode in 5 minutes. The phone will go into silent mode in 5 minutes. And it's usually like that from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. You know, as far as... I mean, it can easily be overwritten if I'm doing it. So I just click a button and it'll override it, give me another 5 minutes. But, yeah, I've not been able to figure out how to do that yet with my radios, any of them, either my motos. I think there's a setting that can do something like that, put it in a sleep mode at a certain time. I think it's my Wuxon that I'm talking on now can do it, where I can, it'll shut off at
9 p.m. and automatically power back up at 6 a.m.
My mobile shuts off when I get home, but my phones are on 24/7, ring any time of the hour, because being an emergency technician, they gotta get a hold of me.
Yeah, I used to be on the emergency call list at my work. You get a little extra money for the month. It ain't worth it. Especially now when we service so many different places. I mean, I'd be getting calls all night long. So that wouldn't work. Well, maybe it would since I'm up half the night anyhow.
Just call and then it'll wake me up. It'll ring like normal. That's what's on my phone, and that's the way it was a year ago, during my mom's, before she passed, a year ago and 2 days ago, my phone was set up to do that in case I had to get a call in the middle of the night. I can still get a call.
A little bit of doubling there, but yeah, I said I used to be on the emergency call list at my work, but nowadays with so many places that we deal with, I'd be getting calls all night.
When I worked for Verizon in St. Clair Stores, it was basically less than a half a mile. The office that I worked at was a half a mile from my place. And I would normally just walk to work on a beautiful day or something. And I would get calls if the alarm went off. And it wasn't even my turn to be on call, but I would just call me because I can get there the quickest by car or whatever and, take a look at the situation. But... yeah, I had my phone had to be on. When I worked for Verizon, if you're anywhere in the management level, you have a phone and it's on your hip 24/7, including holidays. And it's just one of those goofy rules they had back then.
What's nice about me being on call is. I do it every other week. I'm the main guy. And I make 4.5 hours of overtime just to carry the phone.
Nice to go on service calls quite a bit. And if I left from home, I'd get instant overtime no matter what, even if I wasn't at 40 hours. I get like $250 plus, I'd punch in as soon as I'd leave the house. So it worked out pretty good, but I don't feel like doing that anymore. Anyhow, I'm here. Talk to you guys later. WADAP.
Okay, go ahead and punch in and do your homework before you start working because you got to look up the Rat Pack stuff and get back to us. Other than that, all right, I'll let everybody get to their jobs. I'm still looking at my coffee. Nothing on my agenda today. So it's just hump day and relaxation. Everybody have a great day. The best. And tomorrow morning is supposed to be below zero. So, definitely be prepared. WERCY, we're clear.
Have a good day, guys. I don't want to be on that weather tomorrow. Sunday at all. KCKJO. Clear and monitoring.
Micro C6, Tango, Juliet, Echo. United Kingdom, South Wales. That a track new to the frequencies?
Calling, you are very quiet. You made it into the repeater, but your audio is like super low.
Mike Christie 6, Tango, Juliet Echo, United Kingdom, South Wales. Is up there, that over?
Got a little bit of that, but you're still kind of quiet. I said I'm driving, I got my radio. I got the volume turned all the way up, but you're still pretty quiet. KCKJO.
Mike Risky 6, Tango, Juliet Echo, United Kingdom, South Wales. Thank you. I will now go quiet and see if I can sort out the audio. So thank you very much for talking to me. Hopefully later on I'll be able to come back. Mike Whiskey 6, Tango, Juliet Echo.
Mike Whiskey 6, Juliet Echo Tango. Good morning to you, sir, and good evening there over the pond. 73 to you. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo.
NAKDP Mobile. Time of the day.
Just here for a second, just to say hi. I'm going in the driveway. Driving from the office to the house. So, doing my final landing. So, I figured I'd say hi. Chat a little bit later. And HKPP.
Sounds like a plan, man. We just got done Top Golf, so now I'm actually going to work. So, KCKKO, Cujo Monster.
KARUH Mobile.
NACBF Mobile.
KHBP.
Hello, you promise?
Ah, I missed that, sorry.
I said, do you promise it's KHBP?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Alright, as long as you promise.
What's happening, Mr. Fred?
Well, I just got done spending a whole bunch of money for work, and now I'm trying to think what I want to do for the last hour I have until I go on vacation for the rest of the year.
Oh, that's a good vacation. Very nice. For the last hour, I have a feeling it's nothing. At this point, you're like, well, whatever problem comes in, that's next year's problem.
If it was only that easy, yes, I would say that. But no, it's probably... I mean, even though I'm on vacation, it's like I'm not going anywhere, and no one, if something breaks, I still got to fix it.
That kind of vacation. Okay.
Well, you're a one-man army. That's all you get.
That I do get, because I'm kind of a one-man band at work, and if I take a vacation, I got to pay a guy to be me while I'm gone. I'm like, all right, here's a daily rate, and you get a cut, and here's my book, and here's my passwords, and unless anything's on fire, don't text me.
I mean, technically my vacation starts Monday, but...
I owe you a caller
on
a D1.
Oh.
I
know it's
Naomi from Wayne
Dispatch
about
a D1. Oh, they are? Well, I'll pick that phone call right up.
That sounded urgent.
Not me. I'm not answering that page. I'm not Miles.
So have you got a tower planted yet behind the house?
Well, as a matter of fact, there was already one here when I moved in. It's a TV tower.
You could probably put something up small on that temporarily, though. Or maybe even something bigger.
Well, get out of my head, because tomorrow... Well, shoot, my wife's off tomorrow, so I'm going to, I want to the left of my desk, I've got a two-post relay rack, and I'm going to change it out for a four-post so that it's more stable. And I've got some four-post shells to put in it, and I'm going to move my desktop computer that's on my desk to the rack, and that'll open up the whole left side of my desk. And I'm going to move my my 7300 over to that side of the desk. Because the hole that we put in the wall to the outside is on to the left of my desk anyway. So I'm going to hopefully tomorrow get this rack in place and maybe put an HF antenna up at the house. I guess the 10-meter contest is this weekend, and if I don't get the house set up done, I'll at least use it from the flex up north, but... I might try to get some 10 meters set up here for the contest this weekend.
Yeah, 10 meter contest is this weekend. I don't know that the prediction of the forecast, if they have quite the conditions we had, say, a week or two ago, that were amazing. But they still should be pretty good. We're still at the top of the sunspot cycle. But yeah, tomorrow will be a good day to do indoor stuff if you can, because it's supposed to be colder than a witch's you-know-what. And the next day, too. But then again, if you put an antenna up,
when it's cold and snowing and raining and stuff, we always get an extra 2 to 3 dB out of it. So, yeah, I'm actually going to try to get on the 10-meter contest, too. Weekend availability during the day is a little TBD, but if I can, I'm going to try to get on. I got some states and some countries to fill in, so we'll see what I can do.
Well, like right now, I didn't have it on today. I've been trying to run FT8 most days here for the last week. Last week I ran it every day, and then after I did the FT challenge this weekend, so I was kind of teed out at it. So I didn't do anything Monday. Yeah. So today I just turned FT8 back on the flex here, and it's on 10. And I've got Brazil, Dominican Republic, Argentina coming through. So I've only got a 6 through 15 vertical on the shed. That's what's for 10 meters on the, and I can't really run more than 45 watts. RF gets into the rack up there, so I got to keep my power down. But, I mean, on FTE, it's not the end of the world, so I'll probably be fine on CW. It'll be interesting to see if I do any phone work, because the 10-meter contest is just CW and phone, if I remember right. I don't think there's any digital component to it.
Yep, yeah, just CW and phone, and I think that you can enter... I think you can enter a CW-only category or a phone-only category or mixed. So you can kind of compete on that field. But, yeah, you should be fine on CW. I just use an 80-20 dipole on 10 meters. And I've got a trap vertical that actually does okay on 10 meters, but it gets a lot of noise on receive. And I need to replace it anyway. It's been up too long. The top is damaged. It's, you know, got a trap and a loading hat that have all fallen off years ago. And it is a wounded arm sticking up out of the top of the garage that it just needs to get replaced. I haven't done that yet. So I use it on 10 meters, but it doesn't do real well. Dipole's always quieter, so I tend to use that.
Yeah, the G5 up there that I have up there doesn't really like it on 10. It'll load it, but the vertical just screams on the vertical. So same thing on 15. It just I can see night and day difference AB comparison to signals when I go between the dipole and the vertical up there. So my thought right now is I've got the QRP 20 or 30 watt NFET I built that's in my POTA bag, and my thought right now is to hoist that up and set that up and just run the 7300 on low power here at the house for right now. But I got to get the coax through the wall and the radio moved and some other stuff, but we'll see what we get done tomorrow. Michelle, with her day off, said she might be wanting to go Christmas shopping, so she might, Michelle, without my mother, so Michelle might take my dad Christmas shopping, but I'm going to, when she gets home from work, I'm going to ask her if we can get this rack changed out and some stuff moved, so maybe I can work on that. But I'm not sure I don't think I need states on 10. I have to look, actually, for CW. Or phone. I'm not sure where I stand on CW or phone on 10.
Yeah, I'm at 45 states on CW and like 15 or 18 or 20 or something on the phone. Phone's very low. So I would definitely want to try to fill a bunch of those in if I can. And the last five that I need on CW are not necessarily easy ones. They're, you know, odd skip zone ones, but they were easy, I'd already have them. So I'm going to try to, this is probably about the best opportunity to fill any or all of those five in on CW if I can. So I'm probably going to concentrate on that. And if I can get that, and I'm only two states away on 15 meters on CW,
for 5 band worked all state and CW, so that would be kind of cool, but it's a process. I don't, we'll see. And then if I can fill those in, then I'll play on phone more. But again, so much of what I need is going to be new. It's no matter what I do there, I'll fill in some stuff.
WSM, yeah, I'm looking right now. We've only got 17 confirmed states on CW and 14 on phone for 10 meters. So, of course, my digital's filled. That's how I got my 5 band already. But, yeah, so I need a bit of work on 10, it looks like, for CW and phone for sure. Of course, if I get the house rig set up and I operate from the house versus the flex, everything is going to be brand new from the house because I started a whole new log.
Yeah, if I recall, was it the workout states, you have like a 50-mile rule where you need to start over. I think DXCC doesn't have that, but I think, yeah, like the workout states, which to me seems to be a little restrictive. I would say, like, well, as long as you're within the same state, you know, you can count it. You know, if you move from New Jersey to somewhere else in New Jersey, I just might start over, but I guess Michigan's one of the extremes where you can be 600-700 miles from one corner of the state to the other and still be in the same state and in a nearly different geography, you know, from Texas from side to side, you know, Alaska from corner to corner, but anyway. KADP.
WFSM. Yeah, I guess I can move my, it goes by, well, so I changed the counties, technically. I probably imported all the contacts that I made from the house, the Fenton house, because, you know, the way the WAS, you can define the WAS, it was, you know, I did it by, it shows up as how you separate them by county here, so any contacts made in Tennessee County show up as this, but I'm going to start fresh, even though I'm really not sure. Let me switch to my other award. Yeah, BXCC, it doesn't matter. It's all. But I do already have it set up for a new WAS account in here for the house here. And that has 0 10 meter CW contacts. So any CW I make from 10 meters here, it's fresh.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Grid square, county. I guess it does make a big difference. So, well, good. Yeah, if you get on from that one, you'll be on this. And you'll be there for a while, so you've got a good starting spot. A good new starting spot.
Man, if I can get a triple player and a 5 band from here, let's do it again. I'll do it live.
It's funny, I keep looking at the triple play. I have 50, 50, and 0. I've been that way for, I don't know how long the triple play's been out. Just haven't done, I've got no, I made a few FTA contacts. I've been around with it a few times, but I've never, like, you know, logged anything. I've certainly never uploaded any of it, so I'll find some of that stuff and do it. One of these days I'll get bit. I just haven't quite gotten bit yet. I'm still too busy trying to tie up loose ends of other stuff I was working on when I walked away for 10 years and didn't do anything.
Yeah, and I've been trying to, my parents are starting to get more serious about building up north, so it's like, once that happens, I'm going to lose my shed for a while, and I know Dad says, well, we can still put the antenna back up after we built the new house, and I'm like, you really think Mom's going to let me put HF antennas up at the cat, up the, you know, up north?
Yeah, give it time. Yeah, all in good time, as I believe what the Wicked Witch of the West says. All in good time, my pretty. You'll be fine.
So that's one thing for the weekend, because I think it's, you get 36 hours or whatever out of the week. It starts, you know, 00:00 Friday night or what, Saturday morning. But I have a, even though the vacation starts, I have a Christmas party Friday that I have to go to for work. I have one Monday, and then I have one Thursday and Friday next week, too. So, like, on vacation, but I still have to go to the parties.
Yeah, it's hard to put a price on hobnobbing. Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a 36-hour operating limit. 48 hours from start to finish. You could do 36, so. No, there's nothing happening at midnight anyway. Oh, nothing missed there. Well, I'm going to jump out. I am almost making the last turn here to go home. And I'm going to figure out what the rest of the day holds. Because I don't think it's done yet. But nice chatting.
Well, you have a good night, Don. Nice to hear from you as always. KBB. Oh, UAFSM.
Likewise, you have an F2, KBB. NAKBB.
KEATFM.